We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new perek, the sixth perek of Bava Basra, Perek HaMoicher Peris, continuing the halachas of a moicher and a lekeach, and different dinim in regards to buying and selling. Zog the Mishnah. HaMoicher Peris L'chaveiro. You sold fruit to your friend, you didn't specify, neither of them specified, is if it's for planting or for eating. V'zoron lo tzomchu. And they planted these seeds from these peiros. They sold these seeds, and they planted it, and it didn't grow. Afil zera pishton, even with zera pishton, einoy chayev b'achriusam. The moicher is not responsible, because maybe he bought it to eat. Like the Rashbam explains, a lot of seeds of peiros are made to eat. And even zera pishton, even seeds from flax, even though usually pishton is the seeds of pishton of flax is made to plant, but there are some who buy it for eating, because you put it into the kutach, you put it into a certain dip, and since it's a tzad that you bought it for achila, so even though it didn't grow, it's fine. I'm not chayiv, because maybe you bought it to eat, so why don't you just eat it? And roiv people don't buy zera pishton to eat. Most people buy it to plant. But you don't go bas roiv like the Rashbam explains, which is really machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which will come up in the Gemara as we go along. But our Mishnah says you don't go bas roiv since there's a miyut of people who buy it la'achila, and you didn't speak out you want dafka for planting. Therefore, the moicher is not chayav b'achriusam. Rav Shmuel Gamil Omer, zeroini gina she'in nechalim chayav b'achriusam. When it comes to plant seeds of a gina, which are seeds of like vegetables, so there, no one eats seeds of vegetables. Like seeds of cabbage or seeds of those type of things, people don't eat it. Seeds of gourds, you don't eat those seeds. Those seeds are only made for planting, exclusively for planting, and therefore, chayiv b'achriusam means the moicher is chayiv b'achriusam. And the Rashbam is medayik over here. It's not a regular mekachtoyis here. Usually a regular mekachtoyis works that if I sell you something and then it's a mistake, you have to give it back to me, I give you back the money. Here, if I sell you these zaroi negina and it doesn't grow, the halach is, the lekeach says, here, I'm not responsible. Give me back my money, and I'm not responsible for it. He doesn't have to pay for it even. He doesn't pay for it, he gets back his money, and he just leaves it in the ground. Here, you want it, don't take it out of the ground. Do what you want. And he says, you don't even have to pay for the Dmei Eitzin, because the guy can tie now. Okay, you're keeping the seeds. At least it's worth, it could be used for fire, for fuel. You don't have to pay for that. You don't pay for anything, because there's no hana whatsoever. He was not Shaleach Bem Yad. He's not Chayiv Min Charusoy. I told you to sell me Zera, and you didn't sell it. You didn't tell me a Zera that works. The halacha is the Moicher is Chayiv B'Achriusam. The apple seeds we're talking about. The Moicher Peris here means the apple seeds, because obviously Lazria meant the apple seeds. But or things that you eat, things you see, like sesame seeds. What?
Sunflower. For the quality of the seed.
No, obviously, it wasn't good seeds. It was a mistake. Tosfos asks somehow that maybe it's your fault. You look at Tosfos, it says Tema my chayiv v'achriusim leimalei mashloit somchu l'fishloi zerato yisam bezman she'ruim lezria. Why is it tiny? You know what? It was a very good crop, very good zria. You don't know how to plant. That's what Tosfos asks, and he says that over here it did not work at all. So here it was nothing to do with his thing. We know in a case where it was not royal Israel cloud. The case here was, says, he says the case was here, it was something defective. It was obviously a defective Zriya. It wasn't a Shiloh. There wasn't a Safin. And therefore, he's Chayiv Achriusim. You're right. If it's somebody could prove that the Lekeach didn't know what he was doing, then he won't be Chayiv. So in a case here, we know it was defective Zera, and therefore, it's a taina on him, and he's chayav b'achriusam. So I'm assuming that the peiros mean here the zera of the just like zera pishton and zera negina sounds like you sold the seeds. I guess there's certain seeds of peiros that you eat, and in such a case like that. Itma. Hamoicher, we're going to bring down this Gemara, which is a zaitig machlokes, but it has shaykes to our mishnah, because we're going to bring eventually arrive from our mishnah. Itma. Hamoicher shor lechaveru. Someone sells an ox, a cow, to his friend. V'nimsa nachon, and it's found that this shor is a wild animal, and it kicks and damages people, damages items and people, and you cannot keep this alive. You got to shecht it. and you got a shechta for food, for eating, for basar, for meat, because it's not going to be used for plowing because it's a nachon. So the shaila is, it's called a mekach toyes anat. I bought an axe, and I assumed I'm going to use it for plowing, which is worth much more, obviously, and now I'm going to have to shecht it. So is it a mekach toyes or not? Rav Omar, hareze mekach toyes. Rav says it's a mekach toyes. But Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel says, no, it's not a mekach toyes. You could tell the lekech, look, yochel oimel ha-shchita mechart, I sold you v'shchita, it's a good sale, I sold you v'shchita. I can sell it to you v'shchita, as a ketayna. Rave people buy it for plowing. So what? I don't go bus arrive according to Shmuel. Shmuel says, I don't go bus arrive, and therefore it's like 50-50. And I can tell you, here, I sold you a shechita. The Rashbam asks, Delafi Sumchis, do we know that it's always chalkin when there's a suffix? Here, he's tiny, I bought it for to plow. And you're saying he sold a shechita, let it be chalkin. Zok the Rashbam, here is not a case where Sumchis says chalkin. Sumchis says you split it. Moment I'm with myself with Chalkin, I don't know if there's a suffix, what happened? Bezdin sees it, there's a suffix, what happened? Shaila is, when, let's say, you sold a para and had a child, when was it born, before or after? So suffix, what happened? But here it's not a suffix, I know exactly what happened. This guy sold him a cow and it landed being a nachin. The shaila is, that each tining that I bought a fish, you bought for that. That's not a moment of Chalkin, that's a moitzim of Chaveral of Araya. And you don't go about Sarayv. And the Rashbam fears eyes. That since Reiv is nothing, the Meicher and Lekech should have spoken out what they're buying for. Lekech should have said, I am buying it for Radia. I am buying it for plowing. And would have spoken out, would have been Mekhtayis. But he didn't speak it out. And therefore, you're stuck. Like I can say, I sold you the Shechita. The Loch is, when I buy wine in land of a Chaimitz, why don't we say there, oh, I sold you for Chaimitz, or vinegar. So Zokhtar Shabbat, no, there, I spoke out, I want wine. So I spoke, I want wine, and you give me chaymetz, give me vinegar, it's a mekhtayis. Here, I just spoke, I'm buying a para. I'm buying a shar. And I sold you a shar. And I tie in shchita, and you don't go bus arrive. That's pshat and shmuel. Freyti marakasha, v'lechzi, why don't we just see, igavra d'zov l'nechzasa, l'nechzasa, v'il rade, rade. Why don't we see, is this guy a butcher, or is he owns a farm? So if he owns a farm, we know he bought it for plowing. If he owns a butcher shop, we know he bought it for shchita. And Zokhtar Rashbam explains that they know each other. The Gemara's kasha is in a case where they know each other. And since you know him, so it's Ki'ilus Mefarish if the guy from the farm comes to buy a shar from you, so we know what he's buying for. It's Ki'ilus Mefarish, I'm buying it for Charisha. So then, it should be a Mekhtayis. Lekuli is Mekhtayis in Shmua, because if I am a farm, if I have a farm and I come to buy a shar from you, obviously, I mean a shar l'Charisha. That's what Gemara's asking, that's what Rashbam explains. So the Gemara, no, it's not. Echram, you're right. If it's such a case that you know each other and he has a butcher shop, then it will be a butcher shop. It'll be for shechita. If he has a farm, it'll be for plowing. But here we're talking about Gavra, he has both. The Rashbam says he's a tabach and he's a oved adama. But Gavra, the zov and lachi v'lachi, is a guy who buys for both. He's a shtickle mogul. He has a butcher shop and he has a farm. So he has both things, and we're not sure what he's buying for. He's buying for his butcher. He's buying it for prime grill, or he's buying it for his farm. We're not sure what he wants for. So Zokta Gemara, Velechsi Dom Behechininu. Okay, you're right. It's we're not sure because the guy buys the both. So why don't we say, look at the money? Whatever the money is, that will tell us what he bought it for. Because the money that you pay for a behema that's for plowing is much more expensive than the behema you buy for meat. So here, since it's a clear case that he could buy for either one, so let the money be a raya. Let the money be a raya. And so if it's, so there's one good example. There's 20 dinarim for one that's l'radia, for plowing, and it's 10 dinarim for one that's shchita. So if he paid 20 dinarim, so let's say, obviously for plowing. So what's pshat in Shmuel? And if it's 10 dinarim, he paid 10 dinarim, so what's pshat in Rav, that says the mekhtayis. Lamaisi paid 10 dinarim and he got something that's for shchita because he paid 10 dinarim. Obviously, he's buying something for shchita. So why don't we say over here, dom and medim? And the Rashbam explains why this dom and medim is different than the other dom and medim. The reason is because this guy really has both in him. He's both a butcher and he has a farm. So therefore, the money should touch up which way we're going. V'lechz dom hechidinu. So more like tricha, the yaike bishav akomet meiradu. Don't want a case where the meat shot up in price, and a behemoth that you buy for meat costs the same much as a behemoth for plowing, And therefore, here, the money won't be a raya. So, for the Marakasha, then Yachal, the man Afghina, what's this whole machlekas over here? Mechtayas and at. You have your full value then. If the value of a meat animal is 20, and the plowing is 20, so what's the taina? You got a 20 dinner animal. What's the mechtayas? My answer, Afghina, Tircha. Yeah, he said like this, I need a plowing animal. Oh, you tell me now I should just sell it? To sell the meat, I have to first shecht it and then put it up for sale. And it's a big tircha. I don't want to do that. That's the machatayas. So that's the shail over here. So that's the machlaikas over here, where someone sells a sharlach aveiroi. There's no raya from what the guy's profession is because he does both. There's no raya with the money because they're both the same price. And the question is, machatayas or not? And what's the question? You go bust the raya now, like tomorrow's going to explain. Hey, chidami, what is the case of the machlaikas? Top is adik beis on beis. Either lekel or shlumi minei. What's the case exactly? So now you want to do a mechatayis. Now, if the meicher doesn't have any money, he used the money already. You gave him money, gave him 20 dinar to buy a shar. Meanwhile, he went and made yontif with the 20 dinar. And then after the yontif, you come back and say, you know, the shar is a nachon. I want to return it. The guy says, I don't have any money. So then, anyway, la'akav tura bezuzi. Let him hold the shar for money. Like the Rashbam explains, the halacha is, if you owe someone money and you don't have cash, you're not mechuyev to sell your possessions to get cash. You could just give him shava kesef. Like we learned from the pasuk of Yashiv, he says there, it says in the pasuk, kesef shalom eitav sadeu, and it says Yashiv rabbi shava kesef. So we see that the Marley learns, if he doesn't have money, he gives shava kesef. So here, let the meicher say, you know, you're right, I owe you money. I'm paying you with the shar. I'm paying you with the shar.
What's the case about shava b'shava?
We're going to case with shava b'shava. Yeah, as Mar said, it has to be a case. If not shava b'shava, then it'll be a raya. The money will be a raya. We're going with shava b'shava. And Rav is saying it's a mechatayis. So Gemara says, even if it's a mechatayis, let the meicher say, yeah, I have no money. Keep the shar. I can tell you, the guy will say, you know what, I want to wait until you have money. But there's a saying, Chazal would never say that, Rav would never say it should be a mechatayis, because there's a saying that we say, Damri Inchi, min morei reshusech, the guy owes you money, pari ephra, collect the subim, collect the junk, and don't just to take what you get, and don't wait for money. So what's the case of here? Yitaka has money, and that's the machlokes of here. Rav Amar raise the mechatayis, and he can go get the money. Why? Most people buy for radia. Most people buy for plowing. V'Shmuel Amar loch kiyazlin basaruba. When do you go basarayiv beisura? You only go basarayiv when it comes to isurim. For example, 9 stores selling basa shchuta, and 1 sells basa nevela, and you find a piece of basa, you can name on it's basa shchuta, you go basa raif. But you don't go basa raif. So the bottom line is, the machlokes over here is you go basa raif or not. And the case was, you bought a shar, you paid the same price, and Rav says that his taina is, I bought it for plowing. And most people buy something a shar for plowing. That's most use of a shar. Shar was like their tractors. They needed it. So I bought it for plowing. That's what I bought it for. And therefore, since the shar is a nachon, it's a mechatayis. I want my money back. And the case was he had money. Shmuel says, no, since some people buy it, and this guy also has a butcher also, some people buy it for eating, for shchita, I could tie and I sold to v'shchita. And therefore, it's not a mechatayis. I rive, ain't halcha mamonach rive. Only by issa you go was rive, and not by mamonach.